And we begin first with hockey. The World Ice Hockey Championships are well underway. So far, the Czech team has seen mixed results. The squad won its opener on Friday against a defensively tough Denmark, with Aleš Hemský putting the Czechs on the scoreboard with seconds left in the second period, and Petr Tenkrát adding a second goal in the third. Montreal Canadiens' Tomáš Plekanec assisted on both goals, and goalie Jakub Kovář, premiering in his first big tournament, stopped 26 shots to earn the shutout. The second match saw a more lopsided result, however, one not in the Czechs' favor. The team was soundly outplayed by powerhouse Sweden, one of the tournament's favorites. The final score was 4-1. The Czechs were only able to get on the scoreboard in the third period. After the final whistle, Czech forward David Krejčí shrugged off the loss, saying the team had gelled better than in the opener. And here's how his colleague Aleš Hemský saw the game.
It was a tough match, especially in the first period, but I think we played a little better in the second and third. They played really well in the offensive zone, and it was too bad they scored when they did to make it 3-1. I think we need to take a page from their book. We didn't move enough and had trouble keeping the puck in.
Overseas, in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Philadelphia Flyers, including star Czech player Jaromír Jágr, are on the ropes after winning only one game and losing three in their series against the New Jersey Devils. On Sunday, the Flyers were defeated 4-2, meaning they are now on the brink of elimination. Seasoned Czech players Petr Sikora and Marek Židlický helped drive nails in the coffin, each earning a goal and an assist. Game 5 takes place in Philly. The club faces an uphill battle, needing to get two straight wins to force a Game 7. Turning to football, London club Chelsea, together with star Czech goalie Petr Cech, won the FA Cup on Saturday, defeating rivals Liverpool by a score of 2-1. It is the fourth time in 6 years that Chelsea clinched the championship, and this year has marked a remarkable turnaround for the team, which has struggled to otherwise remain among the top five or so in the English Premier League. Later in May, the club will play Bayern Munich in Munich, Germany, in the final of the Champions League. And turning finally to tennis, Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová has slipped to world number 4 in the WTA rankings from third spot. The former world number 2, who won Wimbledon last year, is behind Poland's Agnieszka Radwańska, Russia's Maria Sharapova, and Victoria Azarenka of Belarus. In the men's ranking, there's no change. Czech player Tomáš Berdych remains the men's world number 7. And that's all the sports news for today.